This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Despite a commitment to allow 10,000 Syrians to immigrate to the USA, the Obama administration has only allowed 2,500 in so far. The Asia Floor Wage Alliance says that promises made by retailers for better working conditions in Bangladesh, Indonesia, India, and Cambodia have not been met. 36% of the users of smartphones in the Asia-Pacific region use ad blockers on their mobile devices. Two-thirds of the users in Indonesia and India do so, all of which thwarts and threatens the internet business model for big tech. Worldwide, up to 70 million workers are at risk for computer vision syndrome. Doctors recommend that every 20 minutes you take a 20-second break and look at something 20 feet away. State of Illinois still has no budget after 1 year of a stalemate. The top 15 private colleges with the highest percentage of undergrads with Pell Grants for lower-income students are University of Southern California, NYU, Columbia, Emory, Brandeis, Case Western, MIT, University of Rochester, Rice, Rensselaer Polytechnic, Brown, Cornell, Stanford, Tulane, and Lehigh. 80% of married couples have sex a few times a month or more. 32% of marrieds report having sex two or three times per week, and 47% report having sex a few times per month. Minneapolis is the first Midwestern city to grant paid sick time for workers. The city council voted to mandate that nearly all private businesses provide paid leave based on hours worked. Starting July 1, 2017, workers at Minneapolis businesses with six or more employees will be able to earn up to 48 hours of paid sick leave per year at a rate of 1 hour of leave per 30 hours worked. Smaller businesses will need to provide the same amount of unpaid leave. The Australian government was able to get a chapter cut out of the United Nations report on the impact of climate change on a dozen World Heritage sites because they did not want any discussion of the damage being done to the Great Barrier Reef. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about acts and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and his bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.